DW.
A few weeks ago, I traveled to the German town of Koblenz, where one group has been making the outdoors, and specifically the beloved German pastime of hiking, more welcoming, including for some of Germany's most recent arrivals.
From Syria and from Iran, Eritrea, Somalia. One day we had a hike. There were 10 different nations.
Wandern mit Freunden, or Hiking with Friends, meets once a month. It was founded by Manfred Beuth and Mohammed Ali as a way to help refugees and Germans meet each other. When I joined them recently on a hike, there were people from Germany, Syria, Palestine, Ukraine, and Iran. As we ventured up the trail, Manfred told me about how he first started helping refugees settle in the area when large numbers of them were coming to Europe around 2015.
We didn't know that so many came, but we knew that's a lot. We started off a group for helping, you know, welcome group for refugees, and it's still working at the moment. Yeah, I'm still volunteer at that group.
Like helping move in,
yeah,
settle.
Yeah. Helping at things, going to the job center, for instance. It's a hard job, you know. I have my problems with filling out the forms. I think most of the people I know came over 2014. They all have jobs. They do something, you know. It's amazing. I wouldn't have, before when they came here with having nothing, and we helped a lot, but now they help me. You know, if I say I have to move something, they come and give a helping hand, and it's really fantastic.
One of these refugees was Mohammed Ali, the group's other leader. He's from Palestine and has lived in Koblenz for 5 years now.
That's the problem in Palestine.
The problem in Palestine, he tells me, is war, always war. After leaving and coming to Germany, he managed to find work here as a builder. But his family is still back in Palestine. He hasn't seen his two young sons in nearly 6 years. It's been hard to be alone all that time, he says. As for Wandern mit Freunden, he tells me he's been involved with the group for about 3.5 years. After a bit of a climb up to a viewpoint overlooking the Rhine River, we take a break. Mohammed says everyone in the group is respectful and polite, and that new people come every time. He says the hikers understand each other, and they make new friends, despite language barriers.
And we learn a lot from each other, you know.
Yeah.
Just 4 years ago, Mohammed and I, we weren't able to communicate because Mohammed didn't understand a word. And now we understand each other, but you don't have to understand a word.
And hiking is a good way to do
it's,
that.
Yeah, hiking is a good, it's a proper German way, you know. I love the nature, and all the people here love the nature as well.
Once a bit of rain subsides, we continue walking at a leisurely pace that accommodates all of the hikers. Some are younger, some older. There are couples, friends, and people who came on their own. But everyone seems to be enjoying the shady German forests and each other's company. DW.